Chevrolet spotlights the news. Chevrolet reminds you that your local authorized Chevrolet dealer offers fast delivery, favorable deals on cars and trucks. See him for the happy details. Now, Chevrolet brings you Robert Trout for the latest news from the CBS newsroom.
A satellite makes an appropriate holiday gesture at a distance of some millions of miles. Some details after a word from Chevrolet.
Corvair, car of the year with a professional driver at the wheel, starts the grinding mobile gas economy run. 2,061 miles through heavy traffic over icy mountains. Corvair pulls forward in America's greatest test of car operating economy. Corvair. In the 1960, mobile gas economy run averages 27.03 miles per gallon. See your Chevrolet dealer now and get the deal of the year on the car of the year. The economical Corvair by Chevrolet.
In the middle of this Easter Sunday afternoon, the Pioneer 5 satellite, whirling through the space between the planets, completed 5 million miles. As appropriately, it passed over Easter Island in the Pacific, so named because it was discovered by a Dutch admiral on an Easter Sunday 2.25 centuries ago. Officials of the Federal Space Agency say that one of Pioneer's two radios is still sending back information on the conditions the satellite is meeting in the space between the Earth and the planet Venus, a long-distance record in communications. But the Air Force's newest satellite, the Discoverer 11, which went up from Vandenberg Base in California Good Friday, is not having so successful a career. Discoverer, for some reason, ejected the 300-pound capsule of instruments in a way that sent the capsule into orbit close to the mother satellite, both whirling around the Earth. The Air Force surface vessels and planes that had been waiting near Hawaii to try to catch the capsule as it parachuted down had to give up the try when it became clear that the capsule was still up there and that in these strange days the scientists have destroyed the truth of the old saying that all that goes up must come down. In 1960, not all. Through the states of the South, this Easter Sunday has followed the pattern of recent months in which a week of some racial violence has ended in a calm and peaceful weekend. In North Carolina, there were scuffles both Friday and Saturday as Negro integration leaders from many southern states held a strategy conference. For an account of some of their decisions, here from station WTOB, Winston-Salem, is CBS newsman George Thomas.
Negro students from 13th struggle as a concern of all mankind. End quotes. Now back to CBS News in New York.
Some business office sports activity this Easter Sunday afternoon reported from Florida baseball training grounds. The Detroit Tigers have traded Harvey Keene to the Cleveland Indians for outfielder Rocky Colavito. Keene last year won the American League batting championship with a .353 average. Colavito, hitting 42 home runs, batted .257. And now a word from Chevrolet.
This is Art Baker speaking for Chevrolet in behalf of your local authorized Chevrolet dealer, who reminds you that for economical transportation, it's the 1960 Chevrolet and the compact Corvair.
Remember, Chevrolet brings you the news each weekend on CBS Radio.